It's a big year for political moms. Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth just became the first senator to give birth while holding office. Political candidates are breastfeeding their children in TV ads. And now a congressional candidate is using campaign funds to pay for childcare while she's running for office. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports.
Liuba Gretchen Shirley has a son who's almost two and a daughter who's almost four. And until recently, the stay-at-home mom and freelance consultant had her childcare routine down.
The bulk of the childcare during the day was up to me. And my mother is a teacher. She comes home at 3:30 every afternoon, and she would watch my children from 3:30 on, and that's when I would start consulting.
But then last year, Gretchen Shirley started thinking she might want to run for Congress as a Democrat in New York's 2nd District. She says that presented a problem.
You know, I had thought about it for much of last year, but I decided with two small children I wouldn't be able to do that. There were so many barriers, and one of those barriers was childcare.
Gretchen Shirley did decide to run, and she is using campaign funds to pay for childcare. And now she's asking the Federal Election Commission to rule whether that's allowed. Brett Capel is an attorney and campaign finance specialist.
Campaign funds cannot be used for personal use. And the FEC's regulations define personal use as any expenditure that would exist irrespective of your status as a candidate.
So, for example, a candidate can't spend campaign funds on her mortgage or groceries, things she was spending on before she ran for office. But since Gretchen Shirley says she wasn't paying for childcare before she ran, Capel's opinion is that the FEC's decision should be simple.
So in this case, the FEC should allow her to use campaign funds to pay for childcare expenses she's incurring only because she's now a candidate.
In 1995, the FEC ruled that a candidate could spend campaign funds on childcare to allow his wife to occasionally attend events with him. But according to Capel, this is the first time the FEC will issue an opinion on a campaign paying for childcare on an ongoing basis. Gretchen Shirley's primary opponent, Dwayne Gregory, argues that using campaign funds would make her less understanding of voters' financial pressures. Here's his spokesman, Doug Forand.
We understand childcare is a very real concern for lots and lots of families, but all those other families find a way to pay for childcare, and they certainly don't do it with political donations.
Peter King, the Republican incumbent, recently told Newsday, quote, "It's up to the FEC, but I certainly have no problem if it goes ahead." This question is coming up at a time when a record number of women are running for the House. Women generally do more childcare and housework than men, even in dual-income families. If the FEC sides with Gretchen Shirley, it would be a narrow precedent applicable to candidates in her same situation, according to Capel, those who weren't paying for childcare before they ran for office. That said,
I think it's a very important decision to make. First of all, I think that the result is permissible under the law. And it would also be good public policy to encourage more and varied candidates to run for public office.
But then the biggest hurdles to running for office for women come long before candidates look for childcare. They're just far less likely than men to consider running in the first place, according to Jennifer Lawless, director of the Women in Politics Institute at American University. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't make a difference.
It's one additional thing that they don't have to think about or reconcile when they're meeting voters and preparing for debates and raising money and doing everything else that a candidate needs to do.
For now, Gretchen Shirley will continue paying for childcare from her campaign funds. If the FEC rules against her, she will have to pay all that money back. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, Washington.